You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to episode 10. 10? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ethan Jordan in the number 10 spot.
In the number 10 slot.
Yeah, you get into the double digits for this podcast.
So. I was born in October.
No way. Yeah. Really?
10 is appropriate.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad, even though it's still September, we will know that the next month of October will be Ethan Jordan's birthday. So
I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Ryan. This is dope, man.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the Let's Hear It podcast. You know, I'm your host, Ryan Trainer, and like I just said, my guest here today is the jiu-jitsu ninja, musician badass, Ethan Jordan.
clap track.
Yeah.
Clap track.
But yeah, man.
What's up, Ryan?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm happy to see you. Happy to see that you joined the podcast world.
I know. We talked about it on the mat once that I heard you were doing one, and then one of our buddies, Kyle, got into podcasting, and I think that's when I figured out about Podcast Detroit. I went here and started my own thing, but, you know, I talked to you about it. So, like, what was your podcast about? Because you did that a couple years ago or whatnot?
It is called All Types of Ill Shit, because that's what I'm into.
Yeah.
All Types of Ill Shit. Comedy, music, jiu-jitsu, just fighting in general.
Yeah, MMA.
All martial arts, all of it. And so what I thought was, I'm surrounded by a bunch of cool people. Let's just talk to them. So I had Kyle on.
Yeah.
Just all of my friends that are in the life. Big Don, yeah. Jason Fisher.
Shout out to Mass Gym.
Yeah, man! All of the ninjas that we know, I tried to get them all on my show. It began to be it's almost too hard to try to slot everyone in and still keep life rolling.
Yeah.
So a lot of the show just ended up being more work than at the time it was worth. I got a 13-year-old stepdaughter now.
Yeah. You got a life.
You know? Got a life, right.
But it's fun that, you know, a lot of people want to do these, like, podcast things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy it because gets people together and we talk about, you know, kind of like
– you catch up.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like you have, like, a thing you talk about that you both obviously know about, which is very important because – I mean, even this is probably the longest we ever talked besides rolling and trying to choke each other, right?
Yeah. Usually my choke. Usually we're talking about all jiu-jitsu stuff.
For sure.
But today I'm going to take this opportunity to – that's what my show was about. I would learn about all types of ill shit. Today you're going to tell – I'm going to learn as much as I can about old school video game shit.
Well,
because I thought I knew – old school video game shit, but you might know old school video game shit more than me.
Yeah, I like it.
Even though I'm
a lot.
Older than you.
Yeah, but it's a difference between old school video game shit, which is like a lot of retro stuff, which is really cool and still has like a presence now, even with the next generations of video games and stuff, and to the new stuff that we have, because if you're a gamer, you should keep gaming, you know. You should see what's new. There's always something now with whatever genre you're in. You could be Super Mario. You could be Call of Duty. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, but yeah, what are some of the video games you were like growing up with? I guess let's go through that.
So if I have to be honest, why would I lie? I'm still a big Ms. Pac-Man fan. Pac-Man.
Gotta have the bow.
It's the speed.
Yeah.
The regular Pac-Man wasn't fast. I did like Galaga. I did your Millipede and Centipede. Your Missile Command. But the more obscure ones that I liked, one that comes to mind was Rygar.
Okay. That was like the 2D shooter, like, you know, plane thing.
Well, what do you call it when you're on the screen and you're heading right? So you see the right side of the screen. So you like Mario Brothers. What's that called?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a third-person shooter.
That's a side-scroller. Yeah.
Side-scroller? Okay, yeah. So it was a side-scroller. And the man had a shield and it was on a rope. He's flinging out like a yo-yo and different.
Oh, okay. So it's like kind of like a Castlevania kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Actually, like yes.
Ghouls and Goblins, all that stuff.
Meets Command. What was the one?
Contra.
Contra.
Yeah, yeah.
So, except for the Contra, you can get different weapons,
yep.
different features. Same thing with Rygar with his shield. Sometimes it would go up.
Yeah.
And all you really had to do was memorize what was coming. So you knew when the big bosses were. You know, when you saw the lights turn, they would flash a different color. Oh, something's happened. Something like in Mario Brothers. You heard the different music.
Yeah.
You knew it was a different something coming up. What else was there? I played a lot of arm wrestling. I played Afterburner.
Afterburner.
That
right.
kind of bullshit.
Like Tyson's Punch Out.
I was just getting ready to say the Nintendo came out, and then you can do all that shit at home. I'm a real pinball wizard.
Oh, all right.
I really, really like pinball. That's my thing now. So if I'm at the arcade, I'm 9 times out of 10 at a pinball machine, unless Miss Pac-Man is available.
So what's like your theme of pinballs? Because that's like the big thing. Like you can't just jump into a pinball machine. You want to have your type of, you know, cabinet and, you know, theme.
Maybe. So I look for features. If I play it once, I'll see I'll test the feel of the flippers.
Yep. Yeah.
But I really like Star Trek-y games, Star Wars, anything that has the theme to where if they play it, you can hear the sound bites.
Yep.
But I also want a lot going on.
Yeah.
I want a third flipper.
Yep. Yeah. That like top one.
Yeah. And I need something in this top left. Maybe the Starship Enterprise or a curtain with a mouth or sharks or jaw. I need something over there more than just.
Just bing, bing, bing. Bing.
I need something a lot goes. I need pulleys and levers, but, roadways.
But that's the thing with like pinball machines. It's like I didn't understand how like intricate they were, and there's levels to them with like, you know, the way they are set up, you know, if it's a Jurassic Park one or Adam's Family or whatever it is, you know, you have those built in things for a reason because they're getting into secret zones and like, you know, getting high scores, adding double points.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
And as like a non-experienced like pinball player.
It's
like,
I thought you were in the light.
I understand it. I just don't have the patience for it.
Do you aim? Are you slowing down to aim?
I just chuck them around. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Man, just banging at buttons, huh?
Yeah,
that's you?
I'm not. But
I was talking to somebody real.
Hey, Ethan, man.
I thought I was talking about a pinballer.
But, you know, I respect the whole thing of it. And that's why when like one of my friends that explained it to me, you know, I saw there was a story to it because you have to open up things.
Yeah, man. Crazy. You can't just be banging away at buttons.
I just thought it was getting more points. But they're like, no, if you don't hit it this way at this time, this thing isn't going
to
happen.
Get that loop-de-loop. You know, the crazy straws when you drink, it would go through Southfield Freeway thing. That's what you want. You want that. You want 3 balls at a time. You want them all to come out. That's when you just button happy slap, 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 slap.
Exactly. There is that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, that goes with other fighting games and like things like that and like shooting games where there's button mashers, you know. There's people that are like, I play that game all the time. But it's like, do you play it or do you just button mash? Like,
yeah, I guess. I do remember being in the arcade. I came from a time where you put the quarter to say that you got next, and it was a lot of Street Fighter, and so I played a lot of Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2.
Oh yeah, Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter meets or Capcom versus Marvel.
SNK and all, or Capcom versus all that.
All
stuff,
that
yeah.
To me that was I must have spent hundreds of dollars in quarters at. It was Butterflies back in the day. I don't know if you know about that, but they called it Van Dyke Sports Center. Now it's just a place where you can just crush golf balls. But back then, it was a go-kart track.
Yep, all right.
Outside and then inside, it had an arcade, pool hall.
I know, like, you know, it's like kind of like a putt-putt kind of place.
Yeah. They had putt-putt out there too, man.
Yeah.
Go in there, you know, get your Mac on if you were a young dude dating.
So you bring girls to, you know, hey, let's go meet at the public place.
Go here, play some pool, drink some Mountain Dew. man.
Get crazy.
Get real
Throw
wild.
Out the coins.
Oh, yeah. Get if you're a real baller, you'd give the $10 and get the whole roll.
Yeah.
And let her peel them off.
Wow, man.
I'm coming from a different time.
I was going to say, I got to redo my childhood, I think, after all these things.
See, you've never made a mixtape. Have you made a mixtape?
I've made plenty of mixtapes.
For girls?
Oh, of course.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. I mean, I grew up in the 90s, too.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, so. Okay. Did you have any mixtape must-haves? For instance, I always had to have Prince. I always had to have Jodeci. Always had to have that kind of thing showed on. So what were you absolutely putting on there?
My mom showed me a lot of the Beatles stuff, so I was kind of like
the Beatles, man,
even though it's old. But hey, you show that to a girl, like, you're like, hey, you want to hear some retro shit, you know? Again, we're talking about retro video games.
You telling me Good Day Sunshine brings the panties down? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, I dated a lot of like hippie kind of girls, so you know they like that.
Do
stuff,
you want to know a secret?
Do you want to hold my hand? I mean, come on. I mean,
panties just dripping.
Yeah,
I guess.
But you know, then you throw in some Killers, or you know, just
some Killers.
Yeah. I mean, the Killers. I don't know. If
the
you know
Killers.
Yeah.
Hey, you wanna? I'm over here fucking around with Barry White. You got the Killers.
Yeah. I don't know. Unforgivable is a good one, too. You know, that's a good one. Good song.
Unforgivable?
Yeah. Oh. Fuck that old one. It's, I don't know. I just know it from the beginning of Watchmen. But
okay.
You know, you go through all the time lengths, you know, just like mix them up and stuff.
I gotcha. You know? The Watchmen. I thought that was the worst movie.
What?
I ever.
Have to shut this off right now.
I know. I know it's controversial. I'm going to watch it again because I recently saw that they're either remastering it or something
happened. They're going to be doing a TV show of it.
Okay, so. Something I knew they were bringing it back, so I mean to pay attention to it. My brother and I went and watched that, and what I remember most was we did the whole empty seat in between us.
Yeah.
As you or I would do. At the movies.
For sure, yeah.
Got I don't know why. Yeah. You put the snacks in the I don't know why, but it's like the dude
I can put my shit here. You put your shit there.
Right.
Good, yeah.
Dude out, let your balls.
Yeah.
And so I remember watching that movie and not getting it. And so I want to watch it again.
Yeah. It's not as, I don't know. I read all the comics and, like, you know, once it came out in like a big bundle, I read all that too. It just, I don't think it is as complicated as I always hear people talk about it. But I mean, usually people don't know it as much as I do. So I should give that the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
So, but it's a good movie. I mean, I just like the whole theme of if people weren't really superheroes but wanted to be, you know, kind of like Kick-Ass and all that stuff.
Okay.
It's like
I'm going to try it. Because all I remember is Dr. Manhattan showing his dick.
Yeah. The big blue man.
The big blue guy. He's fingering his girlfriend with six hands.
And she didn't like it for some reason.
This
so.
Is weird. This is weird, man. What are we doing here?
But yeah, it's maybe the new show will bring light to it.
All right.
So I wanted to talk to you about, since the way we, you know, pretty much have been introduced to each other and know each other is martial arts and jiu-jitsu, you know? Shout out to Mass Gym.
Warriorway, all that.
Yeah. When did you get started and all that? Like, what's your origins of that?
I came in approximately 6 months after the gym had opened up. When MASH first opened up, James Lee and Todd had basically come into a business agreement, and James Lee was teaching the MMA program.
Okay.
I inadvertently used to hang out with strippers at the strip club where James Lee was pimping these girls, in summary.
Yeah.
And so we would always see each other. And finally, one day he said, hey, you look like you're in good shape. Why don't you come to my gym? I had never heard such a thing in my mind.
As like jiu-jitsu or just gyms?
Well, he didn't say. I noticed that he had UFC clothes on, and I was a UFC fan.
Yeah, like Throwdown, all that stuff, Affliction.
Right.
Yeah.
But he came in one day with his name on his shirt.
Yeah.
Which
means something.
if you think of it in terms of back 10, 12 years ago, you might not see that as often. Dudes now have their own fight shirts. That was a hot thing. Pokey had one. Fish had one. Yeah. Damien had one.
Well, I bought like everybody's.
Yeah. You support the.
Yeah.
But back then, that was unheard of. I'm hanging out at strip clubs trying to make myself seem like I'm not a dirty old man sneaking out past 11. I'm just on my lunch break at work, and I'm trying to fuck this girl over here on this tabletop. But every time James Lee comes in, people fucking stop what they're doing and go over and kiss him. What's this guy about? He wants me to come to his gym. Fuck it. I'm going to go check it out. And so I go. My first, if I'm taking the long route, my first training partner is Brandon Hunt, the king of the cage, light heavyweight or welterweight. I don't know what his weight was, but he was around my size, but I was out of shape and he was a fucking man.
Yeah.
And he was my first training partner for the first 2 days. And when you think you know how to fight and you discover that you can't, and it's the king of the cage champion showing you how fucking awful that you way on the other side of the spectrum that you are.
Yeah.
You either love it or hate it. And it bit me right then, and I've been there ever since. And so, as you know, James Lee and Todd parted ways. The gym's been through a lot of changes with personnel and people who've come and gone, but I've been there ever since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like, I remember getting in. I don't see, that's the thing. I should kind of research this before, but I don't know. When exactly was MASH open? Do you know off the top of your head? I know you're not supposed to, but it's
No. I should know. I think 2009.
Okay.
I got in either 2008. I think it was maybe April of 2009. Paperwork was signed and
it was an actual place you could, pay for and like go there and stuff.
Right. And so they started having the memberships flourish in about June, July, and then I got in on either December or January of 2009.
Yeah.
I think it was 2008.
Okay.
So if it wasn't December, it was January of 2009 for Ethan. But yeah. It might have started in 2008.
Yeah, because that's where it's like I think I might have been in like 9 or 10. I'm pretty sure since I've been there for
– You've been there for a long time.
Yeah, I've been there now over a decade, even though like hiatus and whatever. But it's just like
– Good for you though.
Yeah, I love it. It's just fun. It's like – And I've been to other places, but the, it's good to have a home base and it's fun to know that that's how I got introduced to all this stuff with like jiu-jitsu and because, I did like karate and stuff like that. But it's just when you kind of like what you said, when you realize you think you know how to fight, then you're like, all right, let me take the next step. And I'm like, well, jiu-jitsu, these are like UFC kind of things. And this is the first gym that I like found out like that way. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I think I know how to fight.
Yeah.
No. Karate kid don't know.
It's just a different.
But it was so cool because once you get a black belt in karate and you're like, yeah, I can beat the fuck out of the world. Yeah. And you're like, what's up? Jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing gym.
Yeah.
And they just fuck you
up.
They
choke you with your own clothes on.
They choke you, leg kick you.
Why are you grabbing me?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you supposed to get up? Get up.
Your hands are supposed to be down.
I hate all the – I spend a lot of time on the internet watching fight videos.
Yeah.
And it's always people – that either it's always people who can't fight, and it's always the people who are watching the fight that say, "Don't grab," or once they go to the ground, "Let her up." Or you see with the girls, it's always the pulling of the hair, and with the guys, it's always the pulling of the clothes, and people jumping in and all that kind of stuff. So I know that jiu-jitsu can't save you from everything.
For sure. I mean, there's no perfect martial arts. That doesn't exist. Right. It's in the individual. Even if you are a superb Gracie black belt, whatever it may be. I mean, you have your weaknesses.
But if it goes to the ground.
Yeah. But again, like if someone can just kick you in the head, and they're
that's a
three-time world-renowned Muay Thai kickboxer from Thailand. It's like your lights are out. You can know all the iron bars in the world, but I mean, that's the whole point of martial arts. You're just practicing your craft. And learning. You can't learn everything. It's impossible.
You can try, though.
You can try, and that's good. Yeah. And that's why, like, you know, this is a good segue into, like, MMA, because that's, like, where it gets – it's so interesting because there's a lot of people that get comfortable and, you know, I like boxing, but, you know, I'll kickbox and do jiu-jitsu once in a while. Like, there's a lot of people that there's always that spectrum that they're always going to hang towards more, you know? It's like, yeah, I'll practice striking, but, you know, I'll roll, like, 20 days out of the week, you know what I mean, and do boxing once a, you know, an hour a week and all that. But when there's a person that can hone in on that skill of just, like, I want to be able to, like, punch and kick.
Yeah.
Grab, you know, double leg, like, do everything. I mean, that's a whole other thing you need to try to learn.
But you actually took – did you have two fights?
I've had four overall, like, competitive, like, MMA kickboxing fights. So
okay.
Not a lot, but, you know, okay. Just, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so. Good. That's good on you. Yeah. I remember being in college and seeing this kid. This was at Oakland, the community college, not the.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I remember seeing this dude, his face was fucked up. And someone asked him, I heard someone ask him. I happened to be walking by when they say, hey, what happened to your face? And he said, cage fight. And I at that moment, I respected him because he had his mouth blown out. And there he was back in school.
Like doing his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing. He lived through it. And so I don't know if that was before. I think that was before I started MASH. But I do know all the things that led up to me deciding that, hey, I should probably get better at fighting, or I should probably learn how to control my temper. Because, again, learning – I've been in so many fights and found out that I've bitten off more than I can chew. And even since starting jiu-jitsu, today you got tapped out. What the fuck? I didn't know that this was coming. Yep. But – that's what you need, man. You need those little humbling experiences.
Yeah, because, you know, there's always somebody else, and that's like, you know, it's such a stressful world out here, no matter what you're trying to do. If you're just trying to have a regular job, trying to do this, trying to, you know, just get through life, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and some people take it out in the wrong ways, and they might not understand, like, how to do that, where it's like, they take it out on their kid or their family and stuff.
I beat my kids all the time.
No, that is not something to laugh about.
Yeah, but you pictured it in him. He fucking stomping out that fucking four-year-old, man.
Oh,
snatching
on,
up my wife. Ah, yeah. Fucking meatloaf. Ah, suplex.
Yeah. On a platter.
Above my head. Points above my head. 500. 500.
Exactly. But yeah, you know, that's with exercising, it sometimes can't be enough. That's why.
Yeah, man.
You know, especially
you can
being.
Jog and cycle all you want.
Yeah.
If somebody slaps the shit out of you in Kroger, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Huh?
And that's like with being, you know, like a male that might have that little extra just, you know, fire in them that gets a little out of control.
Testosterone.
Yeah, it's. I think jiu-jitsu is such a beautiful thing where, you know.
Beautiful, man. Why you quit? Why don't you come home? And what the fuck were you doing at another gym, man? Did I hear you say you were cheating on us?
I wasn't cheating on you.
Is that what you were?
Where
were
you out there?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Where
the last gym I was at was Warrior Way. That's a sister gym.
Okay, all right.
They're like cousins.
All right. No, I'm fucking with you. Yeah. I'm actually getting ready to go out west.
I've seen you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I was just there this morning.
Yeah.
No, I'm going out of town. I'll be in San Diego this weekend. I'll be going to Oceanside Jiu-Jitsu. Shout out to there. I'm going to Excel Jiu-Jitsu in Oceanside.
Oh, we're talking about cheaters now.
Yeah. I'm openly, but I do it all over the country.
But that's the point, though. It's like it's fun when – especially if you have some place you're traveling or if you have a job you're like going out to and
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Put your gi in your bag. Yeah. Send an email out. See who will let you come in.
I can't go to Mass Gym to do I'm some jits because I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm going to find some place somewhere.
Yeah. I always travel with my gi. You know what? I find that when people TSA in particular, when they open up my luggage, I don't know about you, I get profiled a lot. They always seem to respect me more when they see that.
Yeah.
When they see your belt for sure. Around the, what yeah. the fuck, who, where, oh.
They see your white belt. No.
Yeah, they see my white belt with two stripes on it. And I'm like, hey, keep going, Mr. Jordan. Keep it up. That's right. See you in Tampa, bitch.
No, but yeah, you're what, brown three?
I'm brown. Just like just plain old
brown.
Brown?
Man. I'm gonna
stroll from now on.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Let me get that black belt.
Yeah, it used to be. I just want to get another stripe. I'm good at brown, man. Yeah. I want to stretch this
out.
That's a
big thing, though. Being a brown belt, I mean.
All the enjoyment with none of the responsibility.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
I can put out misinformation, and it goes unverified.
Yeah, our bar could work. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I'm tricky enough to – I don't get tapped often, but when I do – it's so humbling.
Yeah.
That's what the stakes
shows,
are just higher.
Shows that hole you didn't see.
Yeah.
Because you're just, nah, that's perfect. Yeah. This move into this transition
to
this.
That's exactly right.
You're like, I got this. And yeah, you get people every week, and then someone gets you and stops you. You're like, all right, so why didn't that work?
Yo, you don't even know, man. I'll go 2-3 months, maybe even 4 months without getting tapped. And then I'll go in a slump like I'm in the midst of right now. Where it's 2 weeks where I'm the nail.
Yeah.
I've been getting smoked.
Yeah.
I got smoked by a blue belt that I think he tapped me out for the first time, and then he tapped me out two more times after that. But I was just, I know what happened, and I'm not giving an excuse. If you're not losing, you're not learning. I know what happened. Sometimes your neck's sore. From that day before of all the chokes. You just don't feel like fighting out. You just say, you know what, tap, man. You got me in this situation. There's no reason for you to keep wrenching on my jaw.
It's not a competition.
Tap, man. So
you're not getting any extra.
Yeah, no one's going to give you money because you tapped Ethan out. Just, hey, I fucking tap out and keep it moving. But it is when you get in a car, sometimes you can be, shit, man, I should have fucking yanked Ryan's arm a little bit harder, man. I knew he's a nice guy. Yeah, man, just to feel that tap. Just to feel a fucking chest hair sprout out. Ah! I tapped him out.
Or it's like, I mean, you know, even if you're not competing, you're just training. The way I always looked at it, it's okay to push and to, like, you know, go for it. And, mm-hmm. you know, especially if it's just like, if you're not tapping, that's on you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, so you got to understand, that's defense then. Because if you're at that point, if you're going to tap, I'm like, your defense sucks, and that's what you're working on. So it's like, are you gonna wait for that last second? Or are you gonna just be like, nope, I can't do this in 10? You know, but if it's like getting a move, that's, you know, the aggressive side of it, where you got to know your partner and you got to know your experience level. Yep. And it's like, yeah, all right, we could do this for the next hour, and you might get my arm out because we're gonna both fall asleep. But yeah. If you can't get in the next, like, couple minutes because your just game isn't there, you got to
just
move on or get
out.
That's how
you become a brown belt faster,
knowing
the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Yeah, exactly. See, all that shit I just said, you just said it in, like, 2 seconds.
Brown belt.
For sure, yeah. I'm only a purple, so yeah.
Whang, where's the gun? Whang.
I wish we had one.
You should have one.
We'll get one in soon, so. I mean, we could have it, like, right there. You know?
Yeah, man.
Got the space. And,
and you give the big cotton ball. You get the cotton ball on the stick.
Yeah. Now I'll just hire a guy. He's just here the whole time.
Just stands there?
Yeah, it's just gone now.
Make sure it's a midget. It might have to be a woman in today's times.
A equal midget opportunity. Woman or a
cross all of, check all the boxes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
A black.
All right.
Midget. Woman.
I think it's a little person.
There you are. I don't know what to do now. You know?
I know.
Nowadays I have to ask.
Is it called an armbar still or a triangle?
It might be a articulation. That hurts.
All jujitsu moves are articulation.
They are.
I got you in that articulation.
I hope they never take away those terms though.
Yeah.
What if they say that? You remember how everything's offensive nowadays. What are you offended by? Are you offended by anything in particular?
No, just
do we talk about political things here?
I mean, you can. I mean, I'm not like super political.
But... No. I just want to make sure that the people in my circle, and I consider you in my circle.
Yeah.
I just want to make. I just want to recognize the ones that are burning their shoes. I just don't. I want to recognize you. Are you burning your shoes, Ryan?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
My parents are staunch supporters of the president. Embarrassing. Yeah. That's how it's. But as you know, my story is a different one. My parents are white, so it's not like I've got these sellout parents. I'm not sure Donald Trump is a racist. I'm not even trying to go into that. But all this big to-do about people and Nike and the new commercial and burning they were, their shoes.
Kind of we're hearing a little bit about all that stuff. So.
Yeah. I just want to know. I'm always at Ethan Jordan. Me personally, I'm always at zero on all issues. I see the pros and cons of most things.
Yeah.
and so, again, with this Colin Kaepernick issue, I see the pros and cons. I was talking to my pops about it. He completely disagrees. We're on two different spectrums. He keeps thinking that this is about the troops, and I keep trying to drum it into his head that this is about police brutality.
Yeah.
And that's its own hill to climb, not to mention that it's not to do with racism. It's about police shooting kids or people and not being accountable for it.
Yeah.
But if all that leads to people burning their shoes, just let me know if you're burning your shoes so I can make space between us.
Yeah.
I don't want you burning your shoes.
Be respectful and talking about whatever, you know. It's
Yeah. We can be cool, but if you're burning your shoes, instead of giving away, we don't even need to agree about the situation. Just don't be burning your shoes. Don't be that mad where you're almost setting your house on fire.
You could give them to people, you know, that might not have shoes.
Yeah.
And it's like that's more of a thing to say.
Don't tell me that you're burning your shoes.
Yeah,
don't tell me that you have shoes that you don't. I don't even know if I want to know if you had shoes that you would burn them.
Yeah.
Because then you just sound crazy to me.
Yeah.
Burning shoes, Ryan.
That's crazy.
I would be brokenhearted if I got here and you were setting your fucking shoes on fire.
I was about to do that before I got you in here. I'm like, it's getting kind of dark out here. We got to burn the shoes. So, yeah, this is Ethan, this is where I'm at, the burning shoe memorial.
Yeah. I'll look for the smoke.
No, but that's interesting, you know, and, you know, I'm not like super political, but I just feel like, you know, it's just everyone being cool with each other, like getting by, like, the best things in life is like, you know, we're all competitive in our own ways and everyone wants the best life they can do. But, you know, it's better to build upon each other than build off each other. Just like,
wow, that was remarkable.
Just something I think about once in a while.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Say that again. Build on each other instead of around each other.
No, it's instead of building. You know, you want to build upon each other,
then off each other.
You know, because it's like you don't want to step off people and like break bridges and just use people. You want to like.
When I say step off, that's so rude.
Yeah.
Step off, motherfucker.
And it's like if I'm doing one thing, like let's take it in the jiu-jitsu place. You can
step up.
Yeah. If you have two schools that are have a bunch of students that are whatever levels.
Yeah.
You want that better student to make. That others, you know, if they collided, you want them to work with each other instead of just being like, that one sucks and they don't, you know.
Step up.
Yeah, because they don't, no one's all perfect. So it's like, what is that school doing better than this school? They both probably have a couple different things that they could share with each other.
Okay, so let's find out.
You know, yeah. It's like, don't keep your secrets, but, you know, if you are willing to like mesh together and, you know, help each other in whatever way possible.
Help each other.
Yeah. You're
look
both
out for
gonna
your
be
fellow
better.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like that guy with the fish. You teach him, you give him a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Yeah.
But you teach him to fit.
Teach him to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
He'll
Yeah.
He'll rape kids and
Dude, I watched did you see Baby Driver?
Baby Driver. Is that the one?
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yeah. When he's a bad guy.
Yeah. And it was funny because I had to explain this to my fiance. I was like, this is like Kevin Smith's last, not Kevin Smith, Kevin Spacey's last movie. Like,
oh, yeah. That was the last one before.
And it was funny because he did look really crappy, but he did like he was what he was doing. Like, he was just like some mob boss guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he, spoiler alert, he obviously dies in the end, and he gets like totally fucked up in a lot of different ways. And I was like, I think that's actually a good way to go out with all that speculation and stuff that happened to him.
So, oh, you mean the death in the movie?
Yeah, in the
movie. How he dies?
Because it's like that's the last time he was in an actual like movie before like they shut all this shit down and stuff. So
I think that's the last time. But didn't they – I think something recently came out that he had filmed prior, but they let it out. Maybe a movie that he has a cameo in. They didn't just put – they didn't put him in the credits, or at least the playable things on TV. I'm talking out of school, but
– yeah.
I know.
He might have, yeah. You know,
that he's.
They always have stock stuff and, like, you know.
With House of Cards, they just left him hanging.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, that was it. Yeah.
I never got into that one, though.
Neither did I. That's why I was only talking about Baby Driver. So.
But I knew he was gay.
Yeah.
I knew he was gay as fuck.
He liked a lot of weird stuff, that's for sure.
He's going to reach out and grab dick, huh, Kev? Yeah.
You don't do that.
Wow, that's not.
No, thanks.
I can't believe how. You know, I've been in that situation. I've had people grab, and it's so bewildering.
Yeah,
that I remember it happening to me from girls and guys, and when it happens from guys, I remember your first instinct is to grab them, to act, to assault them, to figure out what the did you just grab my fucking dick?
Yeah.
With girls, when they do it, it's the same thing. It's bewildering. It's you almost. It's so crazy because it's a sensitive area in your body.
Yeah.
And when you're not expecting it to be tampered with, it can take you off. It always catches you off guard.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about your travels, but every time mine. Well, usually people grab mine, it's with my permission.
For sure, yeah.
So when people don't have that conversation, no matter who it's with, I always want, it always drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It always makes me want to hurt that person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Do you know how bad that hurts?
Oh, you can't it's just called a private area for a reason, you know?
And so as it's happened, again, my travels might be different, but I find that when I hear about people who didn't react as I have reacted in the past, I find it disturbing. So Terry Crews or who else said that they had been molested? I know Bam Margera told a story on his – I didn't know that I had been raped until Bam Margera told his story.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, that happened to me too. If you're familiar, the story. About how some girl fucked him in his sleep.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And so I thought, oh, yeah. That, yeah. I didn't know,
it can
that
happen
was,
to both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen. You know? And so, yeah, man, in the new culture of thou shalt not fuck with people's genitals.
Yeah. It's not cool either way. I mean, like you said, it comes down to just what you mentioned. It's just permission. You know, it's like, you know, it could be gay person that might not know you're not gay, and if they like assume something, it's like, dude, don't do that. Or if you're a girl, it's like, hey, I'm not that way. If I may have gave off those vibes in whatever situation you're in, it's the same as a guy going for a girl or girl going for a guy. Like, if you're not in that you're crossing a line. That's
but
for sure.
When I do see a trans, when I see a trans person. I do want to find out what's what.
Yeah. I've never actually talked to one. I don't think so.
Do you want me to tell you where you can find two of them?
No, thanks. I'm good. Okay. Not, no offense, but I mean, I'll meet them when I meet them. So.
It's one at the supermarket. I asked that
Walmart
person.
At 3 in the morning?
No. should I say the Kroger on 12 Mile? Either way, I got there. And
too
it's
late.
When I got there, it's a dude with pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whatever. Maybe he's in a band.
Yeah.
Sure.
Flock of Seagulls, whatever.
Hey, sir, can you give me a hand? And he came over and was like, I'm a woman. And I thought, in my mind, two things went to say. I wanted to say, you're a woman that needs to shave.
Yeah.
And the other thought was, no woman has ever told me that. Real women don't have to say that. People know that you're a man. Ryan.
Yeah.
And so even though that there's women named Ryan, so if I put a sticker on it that says Wendy, I'm still a dude.
Yeah.
It and can so be a dude, yeah. It's just that he's got the big broad shoulders and the peach fuzz and
yeah,
you know, the big forearms and hands and the Adam's apple. It's, they're all clear evidence. So I don't know. As you know, that one of our old training partners, his daughter became his son.
No way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Eric. He's a blue belt.
Okay.
You remember Eric Hampton? His son used to be his daughter.
All right.
And so he expressed at the beginning how frustrating the transition is. And even now he says that he misses his daughter, but now he has a son. And so he could either fight it and be
or
the
just accept it,
you know, or accept it. That's and so whether it's looked at as an abnormality,
yeah,
which I probably would go along with saying it's an abnormality. That's
but
a way to face safe to say that.
It's not a negative
that, right?
or positive.
No, right, right. You know? It's just a realization.
Just thing,
you're
yeah.
abnormal. That's, yeah. If you look at the word abnormal, you're not normal.
Yep. Yeah.
Most people,
if you have one
sign.
Arm, you're abnormal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 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 Cross
mean
eye.
Different.
Fucking
yeah.
speech impediment. You're
yeah.
abnormal. So I think these people will just have an abnormal take on what sexuality is. But
yeah, that's yeah. That's
I don't
a
know if I
want
to fight one of them.
No, not at all. Yeah, that's interesting because you know it's like I wouldn't want to fight one in a realistic standpoint of a. You know, like fear for my life type of deal. That'd be interesting.
What if you had to?
Well, if I'm
here's a scenario. You're out at the Tilted Kilt having right. a good time with your fiance, which I didn't know that you were engaged. Good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When's the big date? Next month?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to talk you out of it after this. But you and her?
Yep.
Are coming out.
Yeah, it's definitely a woman.
I'm fucking with you. You're coming out of pick a restaurant and you bump into someone and you say, oh, I'm sorry, dude. And
it's not a dude.
It's a girl.
But felt like a dude.
Yeah. Or either way, it felt like a dude, but it's a woman that wants to fight you.
Okay.
Do you fight that woman?
If there
that is dressed like a dude and is getting ready to fuck you up.
They gonna throw down like they're ready to throw.
Yeah. You mentioned you called her a dude.
I'm gonna defend myself, and especially if like my fiance or family or friends who are with
you
me.
Going balls out.
Oh yeah. If you again, I'm not gonna throw the first punch. I know all this.
You gonna start with some low kicks?
Yeah.
Maybe sink double leg.
They
you
start,
taking her down.
They start whapping on me. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Are you going
do
karate
some
or are you going jiu-jitsu? Tell me what you're going
heat
for.
In the moment, you can't really even like.
You better have a plan. Who plans to fail, fails to plan.
Yeah, but.
Plans to fail.
You can't plan for what they're doing. I mean.
You don't have a go-to? You don't have a 1-2 kick?
I mean, am I like. I can't say it on the air because they're all going to know. And then I'm
going
to get.
I'm letting everybody know I'm going 1-2 kick.
I do the push, the like Muay Thai push, like chest
foot jab.
Push. Yeah, foot jab. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the easy way to say it, right?
Okay. Just kick him right in where
I got long
kick her
legs.
In the titties.
I got, but that's right in the center. I know where to cook.
Okay,
so
all right, I got you.
I'm just saying, keep him away, and I mean, they're keep beating on me. I'm gonna do something.
All right,
so, that's self defense. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl.
Here's another stupid question. Oh, I'm sorry. You're getting ready to be married, I'm assuming I don't know if you're gonna have children, but at my job. At my regular day job, I ask the stupid question of the day, and people look forward to these things. And so one of my more popular ones was this one. Could you turn in your son or daughter?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Please tell me. I mean, I'll give you a moment to think.
I don't have kids or know that besides just owning a dog.
But could you your dog bit someone, you heard, they're looking for a dog. You see a commercial.
Yeah. Your dog bit this person.
Like if you see this dog,
that's my dog.
Call.
Yeah. Shit. That's a tough question, man. I don't know how to answer it.
I would like for you to answer it honestly.
Yeah.
And soon. No, I can tell you what I would do
That
would help. I would never turn in my.
Yeah.
But you could want my son for murder. I don't know if I would turn them in. I'm not sure if I would. A part of me wants to give them $100 and a good head start. Hey, you can't come in here. You don't have a warrant. We have a warrant for your son's arrest. Yeah, but you don't have a search warrant, and we're locking the door. That's me. But I do get a lot of people who at first said they were going to turn them in, and then I said, well, how do you know that they've done what they're accused? Okay, well, we're going to figure it out. All right, well, it's too late to figure it out after you've already, he's in here, he's upstairs. And they storm through your living room, mudding up your good living room couch.
It's just not so, it's such a gray area, and you never know. But
it's cut and dry to me.
That's a good way to put it, but.
Remember.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to talk you out of this.
No, because we're going to have to wrap up here because we got a show coming in soon. But,
good. I can talk you out of, I can talk you out of this.
We'll talk it off mic,
record. So your girlfriend won't.
Yeah. She doesn't need to hear this before all the stressful situations.
Because I got good points coming up.
Cool, man. Well,
it's all right.
Ethan, thanks for coming out here on this.
I'm proud of you, Ryan. This is wonderful. I'm happy.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you just responded as well as you did and just wanted to do this. So
yeah, it's good, man.
Is there a place people can reach you at? Like, want to hear your music, jiu-jitsu shit?
My Instagram is, I'm Ethan Jordan. Ethan A. Jordan. I don't know if that's what, I think
I'm Jordan.
Mr. Jordan 13?
Yeah, Mr. Jordan. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so bad at this that's why my podcast doesn't flourish because I'm still on older media and stuff like that. But I'm at alltypesofillshit.info or MrJordan13.com. Either way, my Twitter handle and
Instagram
is MrJordan13.
Yeah, we'll get you back on the podcast soon, and you'll have to have me on. So.
Absolutely. You got to come see my fucking – I got a new studio.
Sweet, yeah. I would love to see it.
It's dope.
Let me know.
All right, man.
All right, man. So this is Let's Hear It, and this is Ethan Jordan and Ryan Trainor saying we out.
We out.